All right, Jim, can you hear me?
Yes.
I've got my tape recorder on, if that's all right.
Yes.
And yeah, you are seeking additional correction officers, but it's really, in essence, kind of going back to previous levels. What are we looking at?
We had 15 full-time officers in 2003 and 4 part-time officers. The correctional officers work in our jail. In 2003, an officer resigned, and in 2010, an officer retired. Due to the economic times, those positions were never filled and have been covered since that time by part-time employees.
At this point here, why make the request? Why not continue trying to do that with part-time?
Well, there's several reasons, but the big one facing us is the Affordable Care Act. When it goes into effect in January of 2014, employers are held to a threshold of part-time hours of 30 hours per week per part-time employee. There is a risk of crossing that threshold, and my understanding is if any part-time employee would cross that 30-hour-a-week threshold, all part-time employees might then earn benefits.
So at this point right now, you have 13 full-time. Am I right in that?
Yes.
And then still 4 part-time.
Correct.
In terms of what would you keep 4 part-time and then add to get to 15, or would you take a couple of those part-time and move them to full-time? What are you envisioning?
We always try to promote with our part-time officers. They do have the mandated jail training, so they have a leg up on that. But what I want is to return to a full complement of 15 full-time officers and 4 part-time officers.
Has overtime been an issue?
It is, simply because in adhering to that 30-hour-a-week threshold, there are duties that we find it necessary to pay overtime wages to full-time officers rather than risk crossing that part-time hourly threshold.
If you were able to add the 2 new, if you're able to get up to a full staffing where you are confident, does that really start to negate overtime? Can you get away from overtime?
I don't know that overtime expense necessarily ever disappears in our business, but I think we will reduce the overtime expenditure. We would use these 2 full-time officers in a modified shift capacity. In other words, they would work a regular scheduled shift unless providing leave time to other full-time officers.
When do you hope, I know you brought this up during workshop, when is are you expecting a vote maybe this coming week, and how quickly could you get going on that?
I do expect approval next Tuesday, and hopefully within 2 weeks or 3, have 2 full-time officers working, and then fill my vacant part-time slots.
In terms of just overall staffing, too, it seems that, obviously, we've talked about it, more people are at the jail. And how is it factoring in just the fact of you're dealing with more inmates there and you're down people?
Well, that's true. We're down 2 full-time officers since 2003. And yet, when we went through our jail expansion and renovation, we were able to open that facility with no additional staff, simply because of all the advantages of technology and electronic monitoring. However, we recently adjusted our average daily population from 44 inmates to 60. So through that 10 years, we have seen a population growth in our jail. And again, this is not additional staff. It's 2 officers that we lost over the last 10 years, and we're just trying to fill those vacancies.
All right. Well, that is what I was looking for. Anytime that gets mentioned, I kind of want to throw something out on the air and let people know what's going on there. Anything else I haven't thought to ask about?
Another reason for this, the need for these 2 full-time officers, through the past 2 or 3 years, Lee County went to great lengths to reduce accumulated time, whether it be vacation time, compensation time, and so on, because we are short 2 full-time officers. That accumulated time bank is growing again for most employees simply because we don't have the manpower to allow that leave time. So again, there's a demonstrated need there. We'll be right back where we started with an accumulated bank of hours due and payable to our employees if we don't pay attention to this issue now.